This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of Degenerate Derek Podcast, your week 15 pick show. We're not going to talk about week 14. Fuck week 14. Although Monday Night Football was good to me. If you follow me on Twitter, you know that. I'm not going to get into it. I'm just a genius. Titans money line, Giants money line. No big deal. People are telling me I should have parlayed them. I use a local book, and they will not let you make parlays like that because I would have shut down probably the whole city's operation if that would have hit, which it would have. So I had to hit two single bets on that. I did. You follow me on Twitter. You were lucky. You got to see that. Big deal. Erased all week 14 for me on those two wins. Shout out me. But that doesn't change my overall record to 32, 35, and 3, under 500. Let's try and have a perfect week this week. I got five games for you, just like I do each and every week against the spread. Having a rough year, wouldn't follow me. I would just follow along. I wouldn't follow, I would just follow along. That makes sense. All right, let's get into it, though, because I came up here just to do the podcast for you guys. I am at the Billy Madison Show Studios. I am on vacation, but I'm like, I got to get the podcast done. The people want it, and so here I am. But I'm going to get into these five games. We got Saturday games. Don't forget, three Saturday games. They're all dog shit, but three of them. All right, let's get into it.
Number five.
I like the Chiefs, minus 8.5 on the road, taking on the Patriots. Last time I'm betting the Chiefs this year, if they fail me against the weak-ass Patriots, Chiefs are dead. It is, obviously, everybody saw the Patrick Mahomes, the offensive offsides with the Travis Kelce and the Hall of Fame play and boo boo boo. Chiefs are pissed. So, and the Patriots are fucking awful. Even though I think the Patriots may have got me a dub last week, maybe. I can't remember if it was last week or the week before where they got me a little money line victory, but I'm going to go Chiefs here to beat up on the shitty ass New England Patriots. News this week that Belichick is definitely gone at the end of the year. That decision was made back after the London game. Chiefs are coming in. Chiefs are hot. I mean, like, they're hot, like, as in mad. So, I look for them to beat up on the New England Patriots. Give me the Chiefs, minus 8.5 on the road, taking on the Patriots.
Number four.
I like the Jags. Yes, the Jags, plus 3 at home, taking on the Ravens. I feel like the Jags have been a frisky team. They've lost a couple games that they shouldn't have. They have playoff hopes, and it would go a long way if they could get a big-time December win at home against arguably the best team in the AFC, the Baltimore Ravens. I think the Jags can hang with them, and I like them in this spot at home, needing a win. I'm going to sprinkle a little on the money line, but I'm definitely taking the plus 3.
Number 3.
I like the Packers at home, minus 3.5, taking on the Bucs. I know the Bucs have won a bunch of games that people thought the Bucs weren't going to win. People thought the Bucs were going to be one of the worst teams. Baker Mayfield. And he has come out, you know, he's, I think, in the running for comeback player of the year or something like that. He's performed above expectation. Packers have definitely got it together. They're a solid football team. Started with that Thanksgiving Day win over the Lions. They found an identity. Their defense have played well. And I think the Bucs are going to be in for a terrible weekend up in Lambeau. Give me the Packers minus 3.5 at home, taking on the Bucs.
Number two.
I like the Falcons minus 3 on the road, taking on the Panthers. Only because a big story out of Carolina this week was that tickets were going on the market, on the secondary market, for $1. So if you have $1, you could go see an NFL football game, which in 2023, that's pretty amazing. But that just shows you how fans are. You know, if your team sucks and they continue to suck, they stop showing up to support you. Of course, They're not going to take time to go out and watch you get your ass kicked. But for tickets to be $1 is insane. So I'm going to take the Falcons in the $1 game, -3 on the road, taking on Carolina. All right.
Number one.
I like the Texans +3 on the road, taking on the Titans. I normally don't like to go against teams that just got me a big-time victory like the Titans did on Monday night. Nice little plus money, huge W. Especially when it looked like the Titans were dead and they just willed themselves to victory. Wouldn't let it happen. I think the Texans took a tough loss last week. They got ate a little bit of humble pie up in New York, got smashed by the Jets. I think that refocuses the Texans in a division they're still very much in. They're battling with the Jags right now. They need this win to stay on pace, maybe even to take the lead in the division. You got the Colts at 7-6. You got the Texans at 7-6. You got the Jags are 8-5. So the Texans definitely cannot drop this game. They need this game in the worst way. I like them to get the victory. I can't believe they're dogs, but I like the Texans +3 on the road this weekend. Is CJ Stroud out or something? Like, why are the Texans? Is it just because they fucking? I don't understand that. We'll join the. Oh, it's because CJ's out. He's in concussion protocol. Oh, fuck that then. Never mind. Scratch that Texans game. I did not know he was in. I was wondering why they were +3. Glad I looked at that. All right. Redo that one. That's okay because I liked 8 games this weekend and I had to whittle it down to 5. So I definitely got a game that I could throw right up in there. Let's go with the Lions, -4.5 at home, taking on the Broncos. I'm going to keep swinging at the Broncos until I get it right. Okay, I'm going to keep fucking swinging until I get it right. They've cost me, I've lost against them a lot this year. And normally it's like I should tuck my tail and run, but I just ain't going to do it. Lions need to get back on the road, the winning road, that is. They'll do it this weekend. They'll smash the fucking Broncos. I like them. That number seems a little high, especially coming from a Broncos team that's won so many games. But Lions at home, -4.5. I like them to get back, get the program back heading in the right direction. So let me get them. All right? Those are my 5 picks. Again, Chiefs -8.5, Jags +3, Packers -3.5, Falcons -3, and Lions -4.5. Actually, you know what? Scratch that. I'm not going to put in the Lions, because that would mean I'd have 4 favorites, and I do not like that. So give me the Vikings. Yeah, give me the Vikings +3 on the road, taking on the Bengals. Everybody's sucking the Bengals off right now, not me. I'm going to suck the Vikings off and take them +3 on the road, taking on the Bengals. So once again, my 5 picks. Chiefs -8.5, Jags +3, Packers -3.5, Falcons -3, and Vikings +3. Those are my 5 picks for week 15. Let's have a much better week than we did last week where we blanked the board. Got a big Cowboys-Bills game this weekend. I told you, I've been saying this for weeks, looking at December schedule. Cowboys need to at least go 2-2, if not 3-1. They got a big win last week against Philly. They got a tough week this week against the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills are coming off a big win against the Chiefs. It'd be huge if the Cowboys get this done. Huge. I'm not, it's a tough schedule. It's a tough way to close it out. And you got to look at the games that might give us a little bit. Buffalo, if it's windy up there, which they're saying it's going to be, it could be a tough-ass game. But God, if we go up there and beat Buffalo, watch the fuck out. Because there is turmoil up in Philly. That team's falling apart as we speak. They're having players-only meetings, bitching about Jalen Hurts. If Dallas can get a win this weekend against Buffalo, God, that would be huge. That would be huge. So we'll see how it goes, though. Week 15, I'm ready for it. There's not, it's not the sexiest week in the NFL season, that's for sure. You do got 3 Saturday games, which should be nice, but, really the only game that is fun is going to be the Detroit game, maybe. Some other games this weekend that I was looking at, nothing. Yeah, absolutely nothing. Yeah, I got nothing else for you. Those are my 5 picks. Again, Chiefs -8.5, Jags +3, Packers -3.5, Falcons -3, and Vikings +3. Those are my five picks officially for Week 15. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Appreciate you downloading. Appreciate you following along, even though I'm sucking balls right now. I'm going to get it back together eventually. Probably not this year, probably next year, but we're going to finish out the year either way. Have a good weekend. I'll be back. I honestly don't know if I'll be back Monday. You might not see me again for another week because I am on vacation. It is a pain in the ass for me to come all the way up to the studio to do these just to recap it. So look for me to come back next Friday for Week 16 picks, all right? I'm out of here. Have a good weekend. I'll see you next week.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.